Portland. CBS News, the word is out to the West Coast dock workers. Shut down all the West Coast ports Wednesday morning. I'm Jim Kilpatrick, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Longshoremen local officials in San Francisco, Seattle, and Los Angeles have told CBS News they have been ordered by the International Union to close the ports at 8 o'clock Wednesday morning West Coast time. As is often the case, there is no official comment from Harry Bridges or other officers of the International Union. Local union officials told CBS News the work stoppage or strike was called to secure a 30 cents an hour cost of living pay increase. The money was removed from the contract until the expiration of wage and price controls. Wage and price controls expired at midnight tonight. The contract does call for a 30-cent cost of living increase effective this summer, and one local union official was at odds to explain why the strike now. Officials say all port activity except military, perishables, and emergency cargo will be stopped. The Pacific Maritime Association says the action is only for 24 hours, but union officials say they will stay off work until their demands are met now that the wage and price freeze is over. President Nixon has urged business leaders to hold down prices in the coming months. Mr. Nixon made his remarks to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Convention in Washington. The president acknowledged the economy was in trouble, but he said it would improve by the end of the year. CBS News continues after this.
Hello, this is Steve Allen.
You are? Then I must be Jane Meadows.
I hope so.
Now, do you want to tell them, darling, or shall I?
Ladies first, sweetheart. The microphone's all yours.
Okay. Well, we have some good news. Steve and I are the honorary chairman of National Goodwill Week. That's May 5th through the 12th.
Mm-hmm. And we're very pleased to be associated with this organization.
Yes.
Because it's the number one rehabilitation facility in the country. You see, Goodwill believes in people, and its business is helping the handicapped help themselves.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Steve, with most of us these days devoting a good portion of our time combating the energy crisis, we tend to forget about the battle that handicapped people face every day just to survive.
Very true. But that's where it's in. It offers them a chance to learn a trade, earn a living, and regain their self-respect.
Yes.
Well, our time's about up, Jane, so remember, folks, be good to Goodwill.
Especially during the week of May 5th through the 12th.
The House Ways and Means Committee has approved an oil tax reform bill and agreed on a long list of items for possible action as part of a general tax reform bill. The list does not include any personal income tax cut. Among the items were tax shelters, treatment of capital gains, tax form simplification, estate and gift taxes. The oil tax bill is expected to raise the petroleum industry's taxes some $13 billion if passed by Congress. An explosion Tuesday at a grain elevator in Sioux City, Iowa, killed four persons and injured one. Financier Robert Vesco says the Mitchell Stans acquittal clears him as well, but he says he does not plan to return to the United States. Vesco is remaining in the Bahamas, where he successfully fought extradition to the United States. Secretary of State Kissinger meets again Wednesday with Egyptian President Sadat. The two leaders had a dinner session Tuesday evening. Kissinger is seeking Egyptian aid in securing a disengagement between Israeli and Syrian forces. Marvin Kalb reports from Egypt the Israelis have given Kissinger unofficial assurances they will give back not only all of the land taken during the 1973 war, but also a portion of the land taken during the 1967 war. What the Israelis are not yet prepared to give up, but what the Syrians are demanding, is the mountain range, including the strategic Mount Hermon. A South Vietnamese military force struck some 2 miles inside Cambodia Tuesday. Saigon Command says the raid was aimed at North Vietnamese gun positions in Cambodia. No information is available on the result of the raid. CBS News continues after this.
Hello, I'm Dolly Parton. Have you ever watched a weaver at his trade? Shuttles weaving faster and faster on the loom, creating a design where none has been before. And come to think of it, life's pattern is woven in just the same way. Born of many different threads, meeting, merging, spinning out the small fabric of our existence, the March of Dimes is trying to create a better fabric of life, free from the tragedy of birth defects, A life which ensures every newborn the right to the most precious heritage of all, good health at birth. Medical service programs, scientific research, public education, all are part of the March of Dimes fight against this number one health problem for our nation's children. But a weaver, any weaver, needs help along the way. And birth defects are forever, unless you help. Help weave a tomorrow full of bright promise for our next generation. A tomorrow without handicaps at birth. Please, give to the March of Dimes. Thank you.
Tight security is in effect around the Hearst family home near San Francisco. Friday is a deadline for the release of Patricia Hearst, or the Hearst Corporation will withdraw its offer of an additional $4 million for free food. United States Steel Corporation, the nation's largest, says its net income after taxes was up 80% for the first 3 months of the year. I'm Jim Kilpatrick, CBS News.
The head of the Liquor Control Commission office in Eugene has resigned under pressure. A temporary restraining order has been issued against the Yakima Indians, forbidding them to fish on the Columbia River. In other local news, headline form, a California legislative committee has heard strong arguments for an Oregon-type marijuana law. Two Portland policemen have been absolved of criminal intent in the shooting of an innocent man. And a Justice Department official has praised Oregon for handling its own environmental controls. The weather outlook for Portland-Vancouver says night and morning clouds, considerable afternoon clearing through tomorrow and Thursday, a chance of a few light showers tonight is the only fly in the ointment, the lows in the mid-40s, highs both days in the lower 60s, light winds, rain chance put at 30% tonight. It decreases to 20% tomorrow, then down to a mere 10% by tomorrow night. Right now in downtown Portland, under partly cloudy skies, 54 degrees. A.C. Emmerich, 97 News. Stay tuned now for the CBS Mystery Theater.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Welcome to our world of mystery and the macabre. The Romans called her Venus. The Greeks knew her as Aphrodite. To other ancient peoples, she was Ishtar, Isis, and Astarte. But whatever the name, she was always the same. The mysterious, passionate, voluptuous goddess of love, and sometimes of death.
You belong to her now, Claude. You belong to Venus.
What are you saying?
You made a vow to the statue.
I was only joking. We were all only joking.
Perhaps. But she took it seriously.
But it's only a statue.
It's the statue that stood in the shrine of the Temple of Venus. It is the Venus herself.
But what does she want?
She wants you.
I didn't mean it. You saw it was all in fun.
She wants you, Claude. She wants to love you. And then, as she's done so many times in the past, she'll kill you.
Our mystery drama, The Venus de Ille, was especially adapted from the Prosper Mérimée classic for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Norman Rose. It is sponsored in part by the Kellogg Company, makers of Kellogg's Special K cereal, and by new sugar-free Diet 7-Up. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
When you feel like having a cold Budweiser, do you automatically reach for a glass? Well, sure, Bud's a great beer any way you drink it. But without a glass, you're really missing something. Now take that wonderful Budweiser head of foam, for instance. Those bubbles, tiny though they are, still amount to something pretty special at the top of your glass. Taste appeal and eye appeal. Two results of exclusive beechwood aging and natural carbonation. It takes a lot longer to brew Budweiser that way. But brewing beer right does make a difference that you can taste. That's why, when you say Budweiser, you've really said it all. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
The mystery has been solved. For all your shopping needs, large or small, shop the climate-controlled malls of Janssen Beach Center. It's always fair weather at the beach. More than 60 shops and services await your shopping visits to the center, so make a day of it. Take your time shopping. Eat a leisurely lunch. Just browse through the afternoon. We work hard to make our motto mean something. The mall that has it all. Janssen Beach Center. Interstate 5 at Janssen Beach.
Place your bags on the counter, sir. The carts may not be used beyond this point.
This is Martin Milner. If you've never been through customs before, you may find it a little overwhelming.
May I have your attention, please?
No, before you go. The U.S. Treasury Department's Bureau of Customs has prepared a free booklet that can help. It's called Customs Hints for Returning U.S. Residents, and you can get it at the Customs Service District Office nearest you. Listed in the phone book under U.S. Government.
Who was it that said, "Some men are born wise, others are more fortunate. They're born handsome." We commend to your attention the young Vicomte Claude-Louis de Chabert. At 38, who can count the hearts he has already broken? And who can even guess at the vast amount of golden francs he has already lost at such aristocratic pastimes as baccarat, vin et un, chemin de fer? But this is of small importance to our handsome hero. He has long ago learned that his true fortune is in his face. And so, on this evening, this intoxicatingly beautiful evening, in the spring of the year 1908, we find our Claude Louis in a luxurious casino on the coast of southern France.
Bless your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. And now, mesdames et messieurs, we play. And it is 13, rouge, 13, red.
There, you see, it's always rouge when I bet the bar. But how can you change horses in midstream? No, I have faith. 50,000 francs on the black.
I'm sorry, Monsieur le Vicomte.
About what?
There can be no more credit.
No credit? Call the manager.
It was the manager himself who gave the order.
Oh, I see.
I'm sorry, monsieur.
Save my place at the table.
Come in. Ah, Claude. Have a chair, my boy.
Monsieur Armand, is this how you treat an old friend?
We'll have a glass of champagne. Fabulous flavor.
What is the meaning of
this? Have a cigar. Just arrived from Havana.
Have a chair. Have a glass of champagne. Have a cigar. I'm waiting to hear you offer me what I came in for.
And what's that?
Credit.
Credit. Let me talk to you like a father.
I can see where this is leading. No credit.
Had you not come to see me, I would have gone to see you.
Why?
You owe this establishment 1,000,000 francs.
And?
And there are those who will demand payment. Those who will take drastic steps. If payment is not forthcoming within the next few days.
What are you talking about?
My boy, we are now... How can I say this? Well, we are now organized.
Organized?
We are owned by a syndicate, and all debts must be collected. They will be collected by people who are known as enforcers, I think.
Will you extend me credit or not?
Claude, please listen. The syndicate has been through my books. You are in danger.
You expect me to be frightened by these hoodlums?
Claude, give me some assurances that you can pay, or else please disappear for a while.
I have a document that will not only encourage you to extend credit, but
will also satisfy the vultures who seem to be running your establishment.
The document?
Mm-hmm. I have here a letter from Mademoiselle Eloise Calvert.
The heiress?
Yes, the heiress. The wealthiest young lady in France. In which she says, among other things, "My darling Claude, if you refuse to marry me, I don't think I care to live any longer."
She says that?
Now, I would assume that this should serve as a gilt-edged letter of credit. A document even stronger than the Bank of France.
May I see the letter?
If you insist.
Fine. On the basis of this, your credit is unlimited. But make sure the engagement is announced within 3 or 4 days.
Of course. And perhaps sooner.
Good morning, darling.
Good morning, Eloise.
Oh, it's only you, Henri.
I'm sorry you're disappointed.
Well, you're not bad. And if there were no Claude Louis, you might even rue. Henri, have you seen him?
He's probably still fast asleep.
No, he promised to play tennis with me this morning.
Well, then he'll be along. Where did you get this amazing statue?
Oh, I don't know. Monsieur Delon, who bought all that art for my father, my dear departed father, advised me to pick it up.
It's fantastic. A bronze 8-foot Venus.
She should be worth more than the one at the Louvre. At least this one has arms.
Why do you place her here, at the entrance to your tennis court?
Why not? We always have a crowd here. Why should she be lonesome?
Do you know that in Greek and Roman times, our very town of Ile had a temple sacred to Venus? Yes, right here.
Well, now, how and why should I know a thing like that?
And this was the great statue of Venus that stood in the shrine of the temple.
Really? The same one?
Look at the air of mystery that surrounds the face. This is a woman of many moods and passions.
Here comes Claude Louis.
Good morning, Eloise.
Hello, darling.
And Cousin Henri.
Have you examined this statue, Claude?
Great big girl, isn't she? She's magnificent, too.
The goddess of love. The fickle, jealous, unpredictable goddess of love.
Well, I came down to play tennis.
And I am ready for you. You're not really very good this morning.
Well, wait till I warm up.
I'm just toying with you. You can hardly hit the ball. What will you do in the game?
I'll tell you what it is, darling.
An excuse coming up. Make it good.
It's this ring. This ring I'm wearing.
That big, ostentatious, vulgar
ring. Now. It belonged to my father.
Oh, I never liked it.
Stop. Stop for a minute. I want to take it off. I can't grip the racket properly. Now, where can I put it? I don't have a pocket in these trousers.
Why don't you just throw the ugly thing away? I'll buy you a new one.
Oh, now, darling, it has a very sentimental value. I know a good place for it. Excuse me a minute.
Where are you going?
I'll just put it on Miss Venus's finger.
Oh, and I thought you came here to put a ring on my finger.
No, Claude, no.
No, what?
Don't do that. It's,
It's what?
I was about to say blasphemy, but that's not really the word.
Oh, Henri, what are you talking about?
It just doesn't seem right. After all, she is the goddess of love, and you can't...
Yes?
You're offering her your ring, which means you're asking her to marry you.
Do you have any idea what you're saying, Henri?
That is... symbolically, of course.
Eloise, is your cousin always like this?
Well, he's a very deep person.
Claude, I wouldn't do that if I were you. Don't put that ring on her finger.
Why not? There we are. It fits her perfectly. Looks good on her, too.
All right. Now let's see if that ring really was what cramped your style, Claude.
Let's see you get that one.
Oh, dear. Nice.
But you'll have to do it again.
Watch out!
You were better than last time, but still not good enough.
Well, if all I did was play tennis all day...
Why don't you? Uh-oh. It's going to come down any minute. Let's run for the house. We shouldn't be out here in the lightning.
Hey, Ollie, get my ring, will you?
And meet us in the house, Ollie. Come on, Claude.
Wait a minute. Well, he's just standing
there. Darling, it's going to pour any second.
What's the matter with him? Ollie! Eloise, is he all right?
Well, let's go see. Ollie?
Ollie? Ollie, what are you staring at?
Your ring, Claude.
Well, what about my ring?
It won't come off her finger.
What?
Try it yourself. Just try to take it off.
All right, I will.
Please hurry. We'll be drenched.
See what I mean, Claude?
What does he mean, Claude?
Well, this ring, my ring, for some reason, I can't seem to get it off her finger.
What on earth are you talking about? Just take it off.
Well, it seems to be stuck.
Why?
I don't know.
Wait. Why are we just standing around in the rain?
Why won't this ring come off? I can't even move it.
Well, you worry about it. I'm going into the house before I get soaked.
Ollie, why can't I get this ring off? Why?
Dinner will be ready in a few minutes. The chef went out of his way for Claude. Oh, Henri, why doesn't he ask me to marry him?
Who? The chef?
No, idiot, Claude.
He will. After all, he's penniless.
Oh, now that's not worthy of you.
I'm sorry.
Where is Claude?
He's out on the tennis court.
Now?
It seems he still can't get his ring off that goddess's finger.
I don't believe it.
Do you want to go see?
In this rain? No, thank you. Oh, Claude. Oh, darling, look at you. You're dripping wet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll go right upstairs and change.
What were you doing outside?
Well, I know it sounds silly, but I was trying to get my ring off her finger.
And did you?
No.
There could be a kind of secret spring, and it snapped, and it sort of curved her finger around it.
I don't know what to do about it. Is it all right if I just leave it there?
Oh, I never liked that ring. If the statue wants it that badly, let her have it. Did you enjoy dinner, darling?
Oh, it was delicious. Pierre outdid himself.
How would you know? You scarcely touched your food.
Eloise, if you must know, it's that silly statue.
Can't we forget her finally, I hope?
Ari, how do you account for it?
You wouldn't believe a word I say.
Oh, well, say it.
In the old days, she was the center of an adoring, worshipping populace, right here. Every day, she was presented with gifts. And then, suddenly, it stopped. The old religion had died. And for nearly 2,000 years, she's been neglected. Suddenly, once again, she is given a gift. You can imagine that this one is more precious to her than anything in her history. And so she refuses to give it up.
Claude, darling, of course Henry is crazy, but he's only my cousin by marriage, so it doesn't run in the family.
Well, it's rather late. I think I'll turn in. Good night, all.
Good night.
Yes, good night.
Of course, you received my letter.
That's why I came.
I love you, Claude.
I love you, too.
But I want you to ask me.
Oh, yes. Yes, I will.
Well, I'm waiting.
Eloise, I...
Claude, why are you so pale?
I don't know.
Are you ill?
I feel very strange.
How?
As if I hear music.
Music?
But there's no...
It's an unusual kind of music. I've never heard anything like it before.
Claude. Claude. You belong to me. You have given me your ring. You belong to me. You belong to me.
What did Claude do? Did he really awaken this sleeping goddess after so many centuries? Is there a goddess? Well, you can look at it any way you like, but the basic essential fact remains. The ring won't come off her finger. And I can tell you right now, it doesn't come off in Act Two either, which you will hear when I return shortly.
And now another story of the ball and chain, as Kellogg Special K presents Veronica and Jeff.
Oh, Jeffrey, isn't this romantic? Out in a quiet lake at night with you rowing the boat.
Yes, Veronica, it's really neat.
Jeffrey, what was that?
Frogs.
Frogs that go bonk?
They're pretty weird frogs.
Oh, Jeffrey, you're such a card. You have a ball and chain, like the ones they use in those Special K commercials.
Yes, Veronica, it symbolizes my few pounds of extra weight. But I'm going to get rid of it.
How?
By exercising. You know, like rowing this boat and eating smart at every meal, starting with a Special K breakfast.
You mean a 1 ounce bowl of high protein Special K, 4 ounces of skim milk, orange juice, and coffee?
Precisely. It's less than 240 calories and it tastes delicious. It'll help me get rid of this ball and chain.
I'll help too, Jeff. After all, we're all in the same boat.
You have a ball and chain too.
Your happy ending could begin with a Special K breakfast from Kellogg's.
You're 17. Well, that's plenty old. Old enough to know about things like grass and speed and acid and smack. We probably can't tell you anything about the stuff you haven't already heard, or maybe even found out for yourself. So we don't intend to give you any advice. You wouldn't listen. But the trouble is, neither will your kid brother. He doesn't know half of what you know. He doesn't know how dope can affect your body. He's never spent a violent night hugging a friend who is on a bad trip, or watch a guy nod off in class and fall to the floor. He's just a kid, and a real setup for anybody out there selling the stuff. We'd like to warn your little brother. Too bad he doesn't trust us. We can't get to him. But maybe you can.
An Advertising Council campaign.
To begin with, there is a huge bronze statue of Venus, and because a rather large ring was interfering with the way Claude Louis de Chabert gripped his tennis racket, he took off the ring. And because the statue offered a convenient resting place, he set the ring on its finger. And now it develops, the ring can't come off. And the statue seems to have ideas of her own.
Belong to me, Lord Louis. You are mine. No other woman can ever have you.
Claude. Claude?
Yes?
Darling, something's wrong.
I have a feeling...
I'm going to call the doctor.
Oh, no.
But you're ill.
No, I'm not ill.
Darling, please... Get some rest. I'm sure you'll feel better in the morning.
Yes, I'm sure of it. I'll just sit here for a few minutes and smoke a pipe.
All right. Good night, Claude.
Good night.
My beloved Claude Louis. My beloved.
Who is that? Who's there?
Claude, you will come with me. You gods. You will live like a god. Leave this house. Leave this foolish mortal woman. And come with me.
No.
God. I am the goddess of love. I am also the goddess of death.
No. No, no. Let me alone.
Good morning, darling.
Good morning.
I had to appear to prepare an especially delicious breakfast, so I do hope you're hungry.
Ah, I'm Miss Louise. Monsieur Claude?
What is it, René?
Monsieur Claude, you asked me to see about the ring.
What ring? Oh, that ring.
Were you able to...
The ring just won't come off. It's like fused to the metal.
Well, could that be possible somehow?
No, sir. It is not possible unless you welded it on there, which you didn't.
Well, then what's to be done?
Nothing. Unless you want to cut the finger off.
Oh, no, no.
I am so tired of all this chatter about that silly ring.
Oh, thank you, René. I appreciate what you've done.
Yes, Monsieur Claude. Good day. I tried my best.
I'm sorry I bought that ridiculous statue.
She's hardly ridiculous.
Well, now you're starting to talk like Henri.
I'm sorry.
I keep asking myself, why did I have to fall in love with you?
Because I'm charming and handsome.
No, well, the sensible thing would have been to fall in love with Henri.
Darling, I'll go up and change and meet you at the tennis court. Listen, whoever you are, whatever you are, listen. I put that ring on your finger the way you place a hat on a rack or a coat on a hook. I wasn't thinking of... Well, I certainly didn't mean anything by it. So, if this is all a practical joke, fine. The joke's on me. But if you really are a goddess and you're taking this seriously, what would you want with me anyhow?
You are my beloved.
I'm trying to explain. I must marry Eloise Calvert. I have no choice.
I am your bride. I will share you with no mortal woman. I will see you dead first.
I didn't know you were in the habit of talking to yourself.
Oh, Henri, what are you doing here?
Eloise sent me. Her lawyer has just arrived from Paris. He has papers for her to sign.
Oh.
In anticipation of your coming marriage, she's having considerable property signed over to you.
Oh.
Something wrong with you this morning?
Well, it's that damn statue.
Claude, I shouldn't say this.
Shouldn't say what?
I have good advice for you, even if it goes against my own interest. Please, forget about that statue.
Forget?
This whole affair about the ring and the mysterious fact that it won't come off is starting to frighten Eloise.
Frighten?
She doesn't like to be frightened.
Well, who does?
She's been fantastically rich all her life. She's always had everything she wanted by snapping her fingers. Except you.
She's got me.
No, not quite yet. Instinctively, you know how to treat her. You don't fall at her feet the way the rest of us do. You maintain a kind of reserve. That's because you know all about women.
You flatter me.
Even now, you're playing her to perfection. True, it's a formality, but she wants that ritual declaration of love, that beautifully stated proposal of marriage, and you delay it exquisitely.
But I came here to propose.
You've already proposed to one goddess.
Stop that, will you?
The goddess of love. And now you intend to propose to another.
Eloise, a goddess?
Of course. The goddess of wealth and power. How fortunate Each of these goddesses wants you as her consort.
Oh, Henri, sometimes I wonder about your sanity.
That's just another way of saying that you wonder about your own. Why won't the ring come off?
Well, there must be an explanation.
Yes, there is. You're the fiancée of Venus. She won't give you up.
I mean a rational explanation.
It makes sense to me. And it also makes sense to you. You don't have to admit it.
Well, I came here to propose to Eloise.
Then why don't you do it?
I will. I'll take her out to dinner tonight, and I'll ask her to marry me.
Ah, what a lovely place.
A bit off the beaten track, darling.
And the food.
Yes. I wanted a perfect setting.
For what?
For the most important statement of my life.
Flatterer.
Of course I'm a flatterer. And you love flattery.
Doesn't every woman? Oh, I can see we're going to be a very straightforward couple.
Yes. Eloise, I...
Yes?
I want to ask you to...
I'm waiting.
I...
You're mine, Claude. You gave me your ring.
But I told you...
Claude, you may play with other women. You may deceive other women. But no man in the history of the world has ever deceived me and lived. I am Venus. I am Aphrodite. I am Astarte. I am Isis. I am Ishtar.
But I only...
Hundreds, thousands, numberless races of men on this planet have worshipped me under numberless names. And now, I choose you. I choose you, Claude Louis. You belong to me. You are mine. You must leave this woman.
Claude. I must...
Darling, something is wrong.
No, I just feel very...
Very what? See, you can't say. You don't know. But I know.
Do you?
I spoke to Dr. Legrand. He told me all about men like you.
Men like me?
Yes. It has to do with the fear of becoming a husband.
But I have no fear of...
Yes, yes, you do. Oh, you do. Way down, deep down in the subconscious where you're unaware of it. You're giving up the old, wild freedom. And you're just not sure you want to...
Oh, but I am...
Well, I intend to... To be patient. I love you.
Ah, good evening, Claude.
Oh, well, good evening, Monsieur Armand.
I was dining here with some associates, and I thought I would come over to pay my respects.
Oh, yes. Darling, may I present Monsieur Armand?
I am honored, mademoiselle.
Enchanté.
Well, Claude, I had expected...
Yes?
Apropos of our last discussion, I had expected a settlement or a statement.
Yes,
or...
yes, I know.
As a matter of fact, my associates were saying just now, why do you suppose we have not heard...
Reassure your associates for me, monsieur, that everything is in order.
Of course. So happy to have made your acquaintance, mademoiselle.
Darling, what was he talking about?
Oh, business proposition.
Claude, Monsieur Armand, he's sitting at that table... Look, over to the right, you see?
Well, what about it?
Well, look at those two men at the table with him. He called them his business associates.
I suppose they are.
Well, then I cannot imagine what sort of business he could be engaged in. Those two men are the worst-looking thugs I've ever seen in my life.
No, darling, you shouldn't judge by appearance. They could be tender-hearted, church-going, devoted family men.
Oh, no. Hired killers would be more likely. Darling, take me home. I'm frightened.
And she has every right to be frightened. We know why the ruthless and determined men want 1,000,000 francs from our friend Claude Louis. If he marries Eloise, well, no problem. However, Claude Louis is becoming more and more convinced that he is already betrothed to the jealous goddess Venus herself. In which case, it would be fatal to jilt her. Decisions, decisions. The choice, however, must be made. And it will be when I return shortly with Act 3.
Hello. Ms. Goldilocks here, and welcome to my professional taste-testing laboratory. Oh, Papa Bear, could you bring that case of sugar-free Diet 7-Up over here?
Another case? Ms. Goldilocks, you're drinking this sugar-free Diet 7-Up like there's no tomorrow. You can't still be taste-testing it.
Oh, no, Papa Bear. Sugar-free Diet 7-Up has already earned my seal of approval. It's fresh, light, natural. Delicious. I drink it because I love its taste. Now hurry up.
Okay, here.
This sugar-free Diet 7-Up really tastes delicious. Ladies, if you're tired of switching from one diet drink to another, take some advice from Ms. Goldilocks. Try sugar-free Diet 7-Up and you'll say, yes, this one's just right.
I'll bear witness to that, Goldie.
People can touch, people can help, people so much.
This is Paul Newman speaking. A typographer working with lead, a roofer exposed to benzpyrene and other hydrocarbons, all of us breathing carbon black from tire dust. Is there a connection? Lead, hydrocarbons, tire dust? Is there a connection between them and cancer? We intend to find out because it could mean lives saved. This is part of a tremendous project being done by the American Cancer Society with the cooperation of unions and industry, plus tens of thousands of volunteer researchers surveying 1 million of their neighbors. A People Helping People project. We want to wipe out cancer in your lifetime. Please give generously to your American Cancer Society.
Be in a position to choose between a goddess of earthly power and the goddess of heavenly love. You say you'd adore such a dilemma? Think again. Or better still, listen closely to the fate of the Vicomte Claude Louis de Chaubert. He happens to be in that precise predicament.
Ah, good morning, Claude.
Morning, Henri.
You seem to have quite an appetite this morning.
Well, they say the condemned man ate a hearty meal.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure. Have you seen Eloise?
Oh, she's still asleep.
That's not like her.
She's worried about you.
Well, everything's all right. We can be married tomorrow if she wants.
Oh? You've decided?
Of course.
And what about the other one?
What other one?
As if you don't know.
I'm not sure I understand.
The Venus, your own Venus deed.
Oh, that. Let me tell you, I didn't sleep last night.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. It was good for me. Henri, I did some thinking.
And?
And I called myself every stupid name I could remember.
Why?
If I keep this up, this groundless, mindless, idiotic fear or apprehension, if I keep imagining she talks to me, well, I can very well lose Eloise.
Eloise is very much in love with you.
Love. Love is an illusion. You fall in, you fall out. I can read women. This ring business is beginning to irritate her. Worse, it's starting to bore her.
Ah, I've been warning you.
What really happened? I needed a resting place for a ring. So I absently placed it on the finger of a statue. A lifeless metal statue. You follow me?
You're telling the story.
Due to some phenomenon that probably has a rational explanation, if we ever find it, the ring seems to adhere to the finger of the statue. Is that true?
Obviously, the ring's still there.
But that's all that happened.
Who said anything else?
You did.
Me?
You. You're the one who invested the statue with all kinds of magic and mysterious qualities.
Well, I was merely stating some facts.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. But you have an ulterior motive. If you could get me upset, fire my imagination, perhaps, something might happen, and you could have Eloise for yourself.
I'm not aware that I've tried to upset you.
No, not consciously, perhaps. Well, in any event, it's all over. And I certainly will not jeopardize my chance of becoming a billionaire because of an overactive imagination. Do you understand me?
Yes. But I wish you'd be honest with yourself. You said you absently placed the ring on her finger. Is that really true? Or did you do it as a joke? Or did you, as millions of men before you, actually fall in love with her?
Oh, no, Ari. We're not having any more of that. Well, old girl, I must say it was exciting. It was even fun for a while. Venus Deal. Ah, you must have been something in your day. All woman. Oh, no. No, madame. I'm wise to these little tricks of the mind. Not this time. Not again.
Claude.
Of course, Claude. But you're in my head. You're part of my imagination.
Claude, you belong to me.
I belong to no one. I belong to myself.
Foolish Claude. Do you think you can fight me?
You're just an image in my own brain.
Claude. You don't love Eloise. You're in love with love. Claude. I am love.
I don't believe.
Yes, Claude. You believe. You believe. The love I offer you is beyond dreams, beyond imagination.
No. No, I'm not listening.
A glorious love.
No, please.
Don't be frightened. Come with me. Live with me. Live like a god. A god. Live on love.
No.
You asked me, Claude. You gave me your ring. You wanted me. You always wanted me. Say it.
No.
Say it, Claude. Say the truth.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Then, come. Come with me.
Now. That's it. That's how it happened. That's how it happened. I know. I know how it happened.
Claude. What are you doing standing out here and yelling like a maniac?
It's another electrical storm. We'd better get inside.
Oh, yes, come, Claude.
Now I know.
What do you know?
I know. I know why the ring is stuck on her finger.
Oh? Do you?
Is it so important after all?
Oh, yes, it's important. Do you remember what Rene said? He said it looked as if the ring is fused to the metal. Well, look closely. Doesn't it appear that way?
Well, what's the difference?
He also said it was impossible unless you welded it on. And of course you didn't.
No, I didn't. But someone else did.
Who?
Perhaps not a who, but a what.
What did happen?
We were playing tennis. I took the ring off, placed it on her finger.
Well, we already know all that. Tell us the rest of it.
You know the rest of it, too.
Claude.
Of course you do. We kept playing tennis, and then suddenly there was a peal of thunder, a flash of lightning. Well, don't you see?
No.
The lightning. It must have struck the statue in such a way as to have fused the ring to her finger.
Well, that's impossible.
No, it's not impossible. It could have happened.
Well, then it answers the question and finally settles the problem.
It's the only way we can account for it.
Unless?
No, Henri, no more of these unlesses.
So now, can we forget about it?
Absolutely, my darling. Eloise, marry me.
What?
I said marry me.
But I was expecting...
You were expecting a romantic speech, poetry, sweet music, sparkling wine.
Yes.
Shall I try again?
Oh, no. No, I accept. I accept.
May I be the first to offer congratulations?
Of course, Henri. You fought a good fight.
Ah, but the better man won.
Eloise, my darling, may I ask for a wedding present now?
Oh, anything.
Good. Could you get rid of this statue?
My rival?
Well?
Of course. We'll donate her to a museum.
No, I mean get rid of her.
How?
Have her destroyed, melted down.
Oh?
But Claude, she's priceless.
Well, I'll have it taken care of tomorrow.
Now, can it be done today?
Yes, Rene will be back in the morning and...
Oh, well, I suppose it'll be all right.
He'll take care of her. First thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. Toast to the happy couple.
Congratulations.
Thank you all. Claude and I are so happy. Please, everybody, eat. Drink, dance. Help us enjoy this glorious occasion.
You look beautiful, my dear.
Oh, I always dreamed of a night like this. Are you happy?
Oh, yes.
Completely?
Yes.
Sarge, you look so thoughtful.
Do I?
Very.
I'm only thinking of us.
Only of us?
My darling, in this whole wide world, there are only the two of us.
But, Claude, is something the matter? You're frowning.
I wasn't aware.
You're not ill.
No, of course not.
You don't look very comfortable.
Oh, well, perhaps it's a bit close in here. I may just need a breath of fresh air.
Oh, I'll go with you.
No, dear, we both can't leave our guests. I'll just step outside for a moment. It'll do me good.
The statue, it fell on him.
He's...
Yes. He's dead. The statue just crushed him.
Oh, look.
What is it?
Look at the ring. That ring.
I don't see the ring.
Look.
Where?
On Claude's finger.
Oh.
The ring is back on Claude's finger.
Well, you have a choice. You can believe that the goddess Venus fell in love with Claude, became angry when he jilted her, and killed him. Or you can believe that he went out for a walk and the rain had softened the statue's foundation and it just fell on him. There were also the enforcers. All the ingredients are there for a provocative stew. Use what you like and stir to your taste. I'll be back shortly.
Who knows how to help you solve your shopping problems? Your Better Business Bureau knows.
Honey, just look at this fantastic buy I made. This came from a catalog at $47.45, and the manufacturer's list price is $89.95. I can't believe it.
Well, don't believe it. Your $47.45 price is pretty good. Only I've been looking around, and believe me, no one is selling them for list price.
You mean I was taken? I got a bad deal? Gosh, I wonder how I could really find out.
I'll help you.
Who are you?
I'm the man from your Better Business Bureau. You know, catalogs sometimes list two prices for an item. One is the list price, and the other is what you pay. And the only way you can be sure is to shop around.
You are so smart.
Oh, not at all. Your Better Business Bureau is better information for consumers like you.
The tale you just heard was concerned primarily with love. And why not? Love, like murder, is filled with suspense, chills, thrills, fears, uncertainty. And even better, there is a body of evidence to prove that love is far more healthy and satisfying than murder. And so, if ever you feel driven, why, just fall in love instead. Our cast included Norman Rose, Joan Lovejoy, Evie Juster, Dan Ockel, and Robert Dryden. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
What was that about a bell, Denny?
Search me in the morning. When I came downstairs last night after I took you up to bed, Brian was by the window. He insisted he could hear a little bell ringing somewhere, but I couldn't hear it.
What kind of a bell was that?
Like it was on an animal, he said. Not like a cow, but more, say, like a goat.
The Lord and all his saints be praised.
Now, goat, what is it, Sheila?
We should call him back. He should get out of Ireland.
Oh, what are you getting all riled up about now,
honey? I told you he was holding the shadow of death in his palm. Now I know I made no mistake. There's no bell in this town he could have heard, like you said. Except one.
What?
Oh, one that's only heard by him it sounds for, and I know it for sure. 'Twas the death bell.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time... Pleasant dreams.
Mr. Edward S. Sloan is a Mexican-American Indian. He's a minority businessman who opened his own business 15 years ago with one store and two employees. This year, Sloan's Dry Cleaners and Laundry grossed $2 million and employed 160 people in 37 outlets in 11 plants.
I'm very proud and honored to be here receiving this award, and I thank all of you.
This is Trini Lopez. The Office of Minority Business Enterprise honored Mr. Sloan and other minority business people in a national recognition ceremony this year. The office assists the establishment of new minority businesses and helps existing minority enterprises to expand. If you're a minority, and if you'd like to know more about running your own business, write Director, Office of Minority Business Enterprise, U.S. Department of Commerce, Washington, D.C., 20230.
This is KOIN Portland. It's 11 o'clock.
CBS News. West Coast dock workers say they have been told to close all West Coast ports Wednesday morning. I'm Ann Crosman, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Local union officials in Seattle, San Francisco, and Los Angeles have told CBS News that the International Longshoremen's Union has ordered them to close West Coast ports at 8 o'clock Wednesday morning Pacific time. There's no official comment from Union President Harry Bridges or any other union officials. Local union officials told CBS News that the work stoppage has been called to obtain a 30-cent-an-hour cost-of-living pay increase. That increase was removed from the contract until such time when wage and price controls ran out, and that happened at midnight Tuesday. More in a minute.
This is Ray Scott for the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports. Sometimes we're accused of exaggerating the importance of a game, along with millions of Americans across the country. Well, maybe so. But one thing is sure. We certainly under-exaggerate the importance of physical fitness and sports among our children. We send our kids to the best schools we can to get the best education they can, and yet we often completely neglect their physical education. Phys ed departments are usually the first to suffer when budgets are cut. That's why we urge you to support the physical education departments in your schools and to make sure your kids are getting the kind of programs and instruction that will do them the most good. Physical fitness can help them develop into healthier adults and help them live up to their full potential. For more information, write the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports, Washington, D.C., 20201.
Secretary of State Kissinger has arrived in Egypt for talks with President Sadat. Sadat welcomed Kissinger and his wife Nancy by saying, "You are among family here." The two men are scheduled to meet Wednesday, and then Kissinger is expected to go on to Israel Thursday. Kissinger's trip is aimed at getting Israel and Syria to agree to a plan for troop pullbacks on the Syrian front. A disengagement plan was one subject of government discussion Tuesday in Israel. Bruno Wassertile has that story.
After deliberating for close to 5 hours, the Israeli cabinet decided to sit tight and maintain its previous terms for a disengagement agreement with Syria. This means that Israel would not return the Golan Heights capital of Quneitra to the Syrians as part of a disengagement package, although Damascus has been demanding this for Israel as base of payment for a separation of forces deal. But it's believed here that Israel may amend its position after hearing what Secretary of State Kissinger has to say when he arrives here on Thursday. A final Israeli decision may not come till after Kissinger talks to Syrian leaders in Damascus over the weekend and gets their latest disengagement offer. Also discussed at length at the cabinet meeting were Israeli-American relations, which have chilled noticeably since last week when the U.S. used its vote in the Security Council to censure Israel for its raids into Lebanon following the Kiryat Shmona massacre. Bruno Wassertile for CBS News in Tel Aviv.
The House Judiciary Committee has scheduled another meeting for Wednesday to try to come up with a formal response to President Nixon's reply to a committee subpoena. The committee had subpoenaed 42 tapes, and Mr. Nixon replied with edited transcripts of those tapes and other Watergate-related tapes. Committee Chairman Peter Rodino is not very happy with the president's reply.
I'm disappointed in that, having waited all this period of time, that the material that we requested, which is pertinent to the inquiry, which the American people had expected we would examine and then be able to make a judgment, has not been forthcoming.
The president did say that Rodino and Edward Hutchinson, who was the ranking Republican on the committee, could listen to all the tapes at the White House to verify the authenticity of the transcripts. More after this.
Young I may be, but still I'm a man. Just turned 18 and I'll do what I can to find me a place where I can be me. Get ready for life, be free as a king. Oh, where do I go from here? Oh, where do I go from here? I'm finished with school, but one life ahead. Don't want to get trapped, want to feel free instead. All over the world, there's so much to do. The call of the sea, don't you hear it too? Where do I go from here? Where do I go from here?
What about the new Navy? You'll get your chance to success, learn an exciting job, and see the world. Call toll-free 800-841-8000 or see your Navy recruiter. Be someone special in the new Navy.
I know where I'm going from here.
Ford Motor Company reports its profits after taxes for the first quarter of this year were down 66% from the same period last year. Company Chairman Henry Ford II says the profits are down because Ford is not selling as many cars and because costs for labor and material are going up. Ford predicted that sales would improve the second half of this year because of expected economic growth and an adequate supply of gasoline. Ford also announced that the company has shut down 6 of its auto assembly plants and is going to close 8 more by this Thursday. He said the action results from strikes against 2 of its parts suppliers. I'm Ann Crosman, CBS News.
Federal court judge Robert Baloney has issued a temporary restraining order preventing Yakima Indians from any further fishing on the Columbia River. The order, which is effective at noon tomorrow, will be reconsidered in court on Friday. Baloney will hear evidence then on whether the order should be made permanent. Yesterday, Baloney refused to issue an injunction on grounds that resolutions passed by Oregon and Washington fishery agencies to control Indian fishing were invalid. However, the agencies met today here in Portland and came up with a resolution acceptable to the judge. The Multnomah County Grand Jury has absolved 2 Portland policemen of criminal intent in the shooting of an innocent man last week. 42-year-old Frank Bronner was shot in both legs April 24th when he entered his darkened apartment where the officers were waiting. Earlier, a man carrying Bronner's identification had shot another police officer in the shoulder, and officers Stan Harmon and Richard Bond thought Bronner was the man they were looking for. However, Bronner later reported that his identification papers had been stolen several months ago. A police committee is still investigating that incident. A U.S. Justice Department official said here in Portland today that challenges to federal air and water regulations will produce a crisis in the courts and in his department next year. Wallace Johnson, an official in the Land and Natural Resources Division of the department, said the anticipated onslaught could be relieved if more states would provide effective water and air controls. Otherwise, he said, the EPA has to step in and impose controls. But Oregon escaped the list of uncooperative states. Johnson said this state has good, strong regulations and is not a good example of environmental irresponsibility. Johnson made his remarks to the Portland Rotary Club. Jack Thompson, the state elections director who was fired for accepting late voters' pamphlet material, begins his appeal of that dismissal tomorrow in Salem. The U.S. National Bank of Oregon has raised its prime lending rate to 10 3/4%. The prime rate is that charged for loans to a bank's best commercial customers. A one-car accident this afternoon claimed the life of a young Hermiston man, Stephen Thomas Huddleston. Authorities say 2 other young people received minor injuries. That accident occurred about 8 miles east of Ukiah toward Lehman Springs. Weather for Portland, Vancouver, and this is a new forecast. Night and morning clouds, considerable afternoon clearing through Thursday. A chance of a few light showers tonight. Lows in the 40s, highs both days in the low 60s. Light winds, rain chance 30% tonight, decreasing to 20% tomorrow, then 10% tomorrow night. Right now in Portland, we have 54 degrees. AC Emmerich, 97 News.